Crosby entertains.
Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? You know it isn't the trees, it's love in bloom.
The makers of Woodbury Facial Soap open another season with Bing Crosby, the Boswell sisters, Georgie Stoll, and his orchestra. First, here's Bing.
Good evening. You know, it's great to be back with my radio friends. And speaking as the father of twins, I might say, in fact, I will say, it's a double pleasure to be on this program again. And as a result thereof, I am humming, singing, and...
All through the day, I'm nervous, I'm restless, and I'm fidgety. Waiting for the day to hurry, hurry by. I kind of like the evening. Give me a crimson sky. When the sun is low, I'm riding high. I'm humming. 'Cause my daily work is through, and I know that night is coming, and the night will find me arm in arm with you. I'm whistling, looking at that lovely moon. When the stars above are glistening, I'm as tickled as a baby with a toy balloon. La, 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 I'm singing, happy as a boy can be, 'cause I see you right there waiting, underneath the usual tree for two, and if you wonder why I'm humming, and if you wonder why I'm whistling, if you wonder why I'm singing, well, I'm singing and I'm humming and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you. I'm singing, happy as a boy can be, 'cause I see you right there waiting, and you're underneath that usual 3-4-2. If you wonder why I'm humming, oh, why am I singing? If you wonder why I'm whistling, well, I'm singing and I'm humming, and I'm whistling all the day, 'cause I'm on my way to you.
Some women still think of a lovely skin as a gift of fate. This is no longer true. Every day there is additional proof that a beautiful complexion can be acquired by any girl or woman who really wants one. This is not an unsupported claim. Beauty clinics of nine nations have proved it by means of half-face tests. These clinics were supervised by eminent skin specialists. Case histories of hundreds of complexion problems show that every type of skin responds to Woodbury's precious oils and rare unguents, while other soaps and beauty aids gave negative or scarcely noticeable results. Woodbury Facial Soap brought freshness and health to every skin within 30 days. The reason is not hard to understand. Woodbury's is not merely a soap. It's a beauty treatment. compounded according to the prescription of a famous skin specialist. And here's something to remember. Woodbury's is the only soap which has ever proved its claim.
Well, well, Kenneth Niles. Here again.
Yes, here again, Bing.
Did you summer well, Kenzie?
Oh, I'm one of the best. And how about yours, Bing?
The greatest summer of my life. First, they were the twins.
Ah, yes, the twins.
Say, have you learned much about them?
No, it's a new racket for me, but what would you like to know?
Well, tell me something about them. Anything.
Well, twins usually look alike, having been born more or less under the same conditions and having no particular preference in the matter.
You don't say.
Sure, and if they resemble the mother, they have what might be called a flying start in life.
Well, what if they resemble the father?
Well, in that case, they should be held right end up and patted lightly on their respective backs.
You don't say.
I do say.
Well, how about the upkeep on twins? It must be staggering, Bing.
No, no, not at all. The overhead on a small pair is much less than on a single pair. Now, your greater buying power naturally enables you to do your shopping wholesale. And the tidy sum you save in this way may be set aside as a marching fund to send your little squad through military school.
And after they grow up, what sort of careers have you in mind for them?
Well, I don't quite know. I hadn't thought of it, but if they were girls instead of boys and triplets instead of twins, they could sing like, Three girls with but a single father. Harmony. And what harmony? They're here now and for many weeks to come. The Boswell sisters.
Oh, wow, wow. Oh, wow, wow.
Now, sweet music from a swell band. It's the boys' first broadcast on a coast-to-coast hookup. If I've guessed how you feel about it already, it's far from their last. Introducing Hollywood's newest favorite, Georgie Stoll and his orchestra. Thank you.
I kiss your hand, madame. Your dainty fingertips.
Now there's a romantic song picture for you, Kenneth. I kiss your hand, madame.
It all depends on the hand, babe. There are hands and hands.
I see. Now, you wouldn't by any remote chance be leading around to the skin you love to touch.
How'd you guess it? Now, Bing, this little incident is from real life. Mildred returns home and finds her roommate in tears.
Why, Barbara, what's the matter?
Nothing. Except that Jack is taking that hell little girl to the theater again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't want to be pitied. Tell me what to do.
Well, you want me to be frank? The first thing you need is a good complexion.
Oh, I haven't blemishes.
No. But your skin hasn't any life, either. It isn't fresh and glowy. You know, the skin you love to touch.
Isn't that an advertising slogan?
Yes. Woodbury.
I suppose by starting to use Woodbury's facial soap, my troubles will be ended overnight.
No, not overnight. But I can tell you this. If you use Woodbury's regularly, you'll notice a big improvement in 2 or 3 weeks. I did. And so did all the other girls and women who took the half-face test. Perhaps you don't know it. But Woodbury's is the only beauty aid which ever proved its claim.
Crosby now sings one of his latest recordings, an unpretentious little classic, the sort you and I have loved for years. It's Carrie Jacobs Bond's plaintive melody, Just a Weary'un for You.
Just a weary'un for you. All the time I'm feeling blue, wishing for you, wondering when you'll be coming home again. Restless, I don't know what to do. Just a weary'un for you. morning comes and the birds away, they used to sing for your sake. But there's sadness in the notes that come thrilling from their throats. Seem to feel your absence too. Just a weary hour
for you. The Boswell sisters, Connie, Bet, and Martha sing, "Why Don't You Practice What You Preach?"
You're always telling me what I ought to do. You're telling me it's wrong to look at somebody new. You're telling me, well, I'm telling you, why don't you practice what you preach? Oh, you're always telling me, you wait until you call. I'm waiting, 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 and you don't call at all. You're calling me, well, I'm calling you. Why don't you practice what you preach? You tell me I'm your sugar pie, yeah. You swear you'll never tell a lie, yeah. You even say you hope to die. Well, how come you say it with your fingers crossed? You're always asking me to name that certain thing. And then you change the subject and you think it's okay. You're asking me, well, I'm asking you, why don't you practice what you preach? Do some thinking, staying home alone every night. But now I'm taking time to do some talking, separating wrong from right. Now you're always telling me what I ought to do. You're telling me it's wrong to look at somebody new. Oh, you're telling me, but I'm telling you. Why don't you practice what you preach? You're always telling me to wait until you call. I wait and wait and wait, then you don't call at all. Oh, you call me, well, I'm calling you. Why don't you practice what you preach? Tell me that I'm your sugar pie. Bang, 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 bang. You even say that you hope to die. How come you say don't fingers crossed? You're always asking me to name that certain day. Then you change the subject and you think it's okay. You're telling me, well, I'm telling you, why don't you practice what you preach? Oh, why don't you tell me, why don't you practice what you preach? Why don't you tell me, why don't you practice what you preach? Why don't you practice what you preach?
By the way, Bing, a few minutes ago in talking about the past summer, you said, first, there were the twins. An event like that should come first, of course, but what was second?
Well, I had the good fortune, Ken, to be in a very fine story made into a picture by Paramount called She Loves Me Not. And I was lucky enough to get a hold of a great song like this one.
Blue night and you alone with me, my heart has never known such ecstasy. Am I on earth? Am I in heaven? Can it be the trees that fill the breeze with rare and magic perfume? Oh, no, it isn't the trees. It's love in bloom. Can it be the spring that seems to bring the stars right into my room? Oh, no, it isn't the spring. It's love in bloom. My heart was a desert, but you planted a seed. And this is the flower. This hour of sweet fulfillment. Is it all a dream, the joy supreme that came to us in the gloom? You know it isn't a dream. It's love in bloom.
Now, what's to keep anyone from having a lovely skin? Once, the 25-cent price of Woodbury's put it out of reach of all except a favored few. But now the price has been reduced from 25 cents to 10 cents, which is scarcely more than you pay for soap that's also sold in flake or chips form for household drudgery. And there's been no change in Woodbury quality. You get the same precious oils and costly unguents. You get the same healing balm. The identical soap made by the scientific formula of a famous skin specialist. Your druggist, your department store, and your grocer all have Woodbury's at 10 cents a case. You'll also find it on sale at 10 cents and variety stores. At that price, you'll want to use it for the bath as well as the complexion. Treat yourself to a cake of Woodbury's facial soap tomorrow. Give your face a Woodbury's scientific beauty treatment. You'll enjoy the healthful stimulation and the difference it makes in your appearance. Everybody admires the skin you love to touch. We'll be with you again next Tuesday evening. Join us then and hear Bing sing,
I see your face in every flower, and your eyes in stars above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
This is Kenneth Nile speaking for the makers of Woodbury's Facial Soap. The program has come to you over Columbia's Coast to Coast Network.